Good evening, and welcome to Radio PRS. I'm your co-host, Mike Ranton. Radio PRS is brought to you by the Psychical Research Society of Kansas City. PRS is an organization that includes programs and activities to investigate, study, research, demonstrate, discuss, interpret, and expand information concerning psychic phenomena, parapsychology, and related subjects, and to disseminate information by any and all media of communication. The Psychical Research Society is not just an organization for those who practice the intuitive arts. We're here for anyone who's interested in exploring the subjects covered in our mission statement. If you'd like more information on becoming a member, please visit our website at prskc.org. Our guest this evening is Dr. David Talley, owner-operator of Sacred Light Holistic. You can call in and talk with David and Nikki this evening at 646-668-8212. And here's your host, Nikki Williams.
Good evening, Mike. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'd like to let our callers that are going to be calling later know that this is not a reading show tonight. We've got a few weeks here, last week, this week, this upcoming week, where you can call in with questions about the topic, but we're not taking calls for readings during the show. You can definitely do that in a few weeks when we get into January, and that'll be a lot of fun too. But I think this is going to be an awesome show. I am very excited this evening to welcome our guest, Dr. David Talley. Welcome to Radio PRS.
Thank you, and good evening, Nikki.
Good evening. I'm very happy to have you with us this evening, and I'm very excited about tonight's topic. We actually, about a year and a half almost that we've been on the air, we have not discussed crystals and their place in different healing modalities, and I'm so excited about our crystal discussion tonight.
I am as well. It's going to be an honor to carry this through.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Before we get started on the topic itself, what I always like to do with our guests is I want to talk a little bit about you and find out a bit about your background and kind of how you came to this place in your spiritual journey.
Sure. What can I help you with on that?
Well, let's just start from wherever you would like. Let's talk to just a little bit about you. I'd like to find out a little more about you.
Okay. First, I became interested in crystals at a very young age. I was about 3. I would go out with my family, and I would just find these crystals that had a certain glimmer that I would see that would be something that I would have to have. And so I became kind of a Dennis the Menace, walking around with crystals everywhere in my pocket. That was a lot of fun for my mother, of course. I became a healer also at a young age, untrained. I was 7 years old. I healed one of my pets that had broken a wing. I explored. I was always a seeker of knowledge, so I explored new things all the time, looking for new things that spoke to me, that resonated, where I could go more deeply and pursue pure knowledge of it and see what it was that brought all the fascinating stuff about that it did. I began my actual healing training back in about 85 to 90, and I first started doing trained healings in 1990. I've been progressively taking more and more things, everything from angelic work to crystal work to different brands and lineages of Reiki training and a little bit of shamanism as well. And everything that I do kind of blends together. I can put more than one toolbox full of tools to work whenever I need it that way.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I'll tell you, I find that one of the things I think is so wonderful about all of these different healing modalities is that they do work so well together. That healing, I think part of it's because we are multifaceted beings.
Yes.
Healing has to occur on multiple levels. And you find something that works for you perhaps more to the physical level, but in, and you can combine that with something that works more on a spiritual and emotional and mental level, and you really can get a complete and, well, I guess, holistic experience.
Yes, you can. I can work on those different levels with different modalities, technologies, all at the same time, so it's going concurrently. And so you can be saturated with different types of healing at the same time instead of going step by step by step. And it works much more efficiently for me that way.
Wonderful.
I like those deep ranges of healing that come through.
Yeah, definitely. I can understand that. Tell me a little bit about Sacred Light Holistic. When did that start for you? When did you decide to make that a part of your journey?
It has been evolving a little bit over time. Over the last, probably 12 years. And it's changed names a little bit as time has gone by to more encompass everything that I do. It's pure joy exploring these things and being able to add more things in from some forms of hypnosis to shamanism to Reiki brand of energy work, professional trainings that are gold standard for me. I have done etheric trainings, which is by intention and the power of the crystal and the power of the mind. You can place a crystal in a part of the body that has an ailment or a disorder, and it will work energetically until that healing has occurred, and then it will dissipate. So you never placed a physical object in there, but it was an etheric object.
Oh, wow.
And that takes care of the work. It's a joy learning all these new things and how they blend together. And it is remarkable to me the way that some of it evolves. I have even started doing what I call a healing conversation, to where I will just have a conference with a client, and during the course of that conference, their healing occurs, and then suddenly it hits them like, oh, I don't have that problem anymore. How'd you do that? So it is,
oh, wow.
It's thrilling seeing the way that new things will come about when it is spirit-driven and it is time. And these are great times to work with things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, and there's so much that's opening up, so many doors and windows, spiritually speaking, and as far as not just healing, but also intuitive work and channeling. And so much at this time is just breaking open. It's like the floodgates are just, they've been opened wide. And everything is just kind of pouring in. And it's amazing. And not just on a societal level, but even on an individual level, how when you kind of, when you let yourself be more spirit-guided, just how that kind of happens for you, how these things just kind of, they pour through.
Yes. Actually, a big lesson for me has been to just surrender and let spirit show you what it is that you need to see.
Oh, yeah.
And things will flow through like you do not even believe. And it will bring a great awareness and a peacefulness to it at the same time, because you're not fighting with your own mind or your own structures as to how things should be, whether it fits into the structures of what you think it should look like. If you just surrender and let it be, let it happen, it is amazing what comes to you.
It is. It really is. I can attest to that, because that's been a big lesson for me as well, because I tend to have been the kind of person, sometimes I still struggle with this, like, yes, I want to control the situation, you know, and it's the ego. It's the ego talking. And
you know,
to
be
find,
pure, it is,
when they can find that surrender.
It is the male aspect of the ego, the controlling angle of it, you know, because there's different ranges of, like, the male and female ego. And so that's the more strong, you know, we want to control everything. We want to know what the outcome is before we even get in the car and start that journey. But if you just let that journey come to you, it takes you where you want to go anyway, without fighting.
It does. It really does. Very much so. Very much so. And then you get to enjoy the actual journey portion of it, as opposed to focusing so much upon the destination. And you get to stop and smell the roses a little bit. Enjoy that.
Yeah,
that beautiful.
So
path.
Thrilling.
Yeah, as it unfolds, and as you unfold right along with it. So let's talk a little bit about crystals themselves and how they work within. You talked a little bit about one of the modalities, but tell me a little bit more about crystals themselves and their energies and how they kind of work into different healing modalities and the different ways we can work with them.
Well, the way it is with me, the way that I feel, is the crystals, the stones, because some of the things that you work with are stones as well. It doesn't have to be a pretty, glittery crystal. All these things have the spark of life in them, the spark of the essence, the spark of the source. And they are able to complement anything that we do, whether it's simply by meditating, or if we're going through a self-healing process, you know, through intention, we can use those items as well. Some are more geared toward those things than others are. Some are more geared toward your mental pursuits. But the thing is that they all have that spark in them. They are all willing to work with us, trying to do what it is that we need to do. And you can actually build a crystal grid on your body that connects different types and sources of energy together to work with yourself at the same time that you're doing your healing, whether it's through a facilitator, someone as myself, or something that you are doing yourself. You can also encircle yourself with a ring of stones and crystals if this is what you feel drawn to do, or you can get out to nature and carry a bag full with you, and when you feel you reach a sacred spot for yourself, cast those stones down and create with them, and then draw in all of the nature energy and work with all that is at your footsteps, you know, your fingertips, getting your hands filled with earth, with crystals, with light, with moon, with sun, and it all is cohesive. It all works together.
Let me ask you, do you find that different stones and crystals resonate different types of energy or with different, or even with different parts of the body in healing work?
There are a great many different varieties that vibrate or have different energies at different levels. I have some people that have come to see me that some things are too much energy for them to handle. So at times you have to kind of step things to a distance when they're too strong like that and work your way up to approaching them closer. Certain stones working on parts of your body, definitely. If you've got anything blood or bone related, I've had excellent benefits with bloodstone. If you're having a foggy mind, or, you know, you're clouded by too many decisions that you've got to make, Amethyst has been a great one to work with for many different aspects. Okay. I also work with a professional therapeutic quality gem company that has different necklaces or stones that will be used for different purposes, and those are excellent also. And that has been very beneficial to quite a few people. There are a lot of clearings and cleansings that you can do with different things as well. Sometimes we're just beleaguered with too much negative or stale energy around us, so we just need to clean ourselves up a little bit every once in a while. You know, you have to vacuum around your fireplace after you have a big fire.
Yes.
For the Christmas dinner. You can't just leave it. You have to clear all that up. And that's kind of the same that we are. You know, we get soiled. We pick up energy wherever we go. We're, you know, magnet, so to speak. There are some people that you will encounter that have more of a negative energy aspect, and that can rub off on other people around them. And so there are stones that work for clearing your energy field and your aura when that happens. An excellent one of those is sucralite. It's spelled like sugar with light after it. It's a real pretty purple stone. There's so many different things you can do, though. There are crystals that you can use specifically if I've had great benefit with them. If you have migraines that are running pretty strong, I've used rutilated quartz. It's a mouthful.
Oh, yeah.
They either have strands of silver or gold through them, depending on what the chemical base on the one that you're looking at is. And those can be a great reliever of tension or migraine headaches.
Wonderful, wonderful. It was interesting to me when you talked about that some people have a difficult time with the energies of certain stones, that they tend to be a little strong for them. I, for example, have a difficulty with hematite, or I'm better with it now. But when I first came in contact with it, it grounded me so fast. And I'm the kind of person who wears shoes to keep my feet on the ground. It would ground me so fast, I would get migraines and heart pains. So I had to start at a distance and work with it. I had to work slowly to get more adjusted to it, because I definitely needed that grounding energy in my life. But, and in my spirit, because I always tell people I spend more time out of my body than in it.
I know how that goes.
Yeah, I find that interesting. I've known people who've had difficulty with different stones like that. Like, for example, I have a friend who has a difficulty with fluorite, and it's taking her a while to adjust to it, to really adjust to it. And I find it interesting that it's different stones for different people. Do you find it tends to be related to their natural temperaments, and maybe they need to not just start maybe from a distance from that type of stone or crystal, but even start with something that has a similar property, maybe a different stone, but not quite as intense, maybe?
You know, there are a bunch of similar stones that have the same type of signatures as far as what they do. Where you're talking about the hematite, there may be a certain purpose that you are actually needing to work with it, that was going to be a big purpose for you that needed a lot. So it may have just been that your body just kind of, 80 miles an hour to it. And so it got a strong essence from that, because it was something that you needed to work with. Now, I do have something off the wall that you can do. When you have a stone like that and you're trying to work with it, but you're not metabolizing it very well, you're getting energy headaches or things like that from it, introduce yourself to the stone. Ask the stone to work with you, and if it's going to be a strong stone for you, ask it to proceed slowly until you acclimate to it.
I won't really
say specifically that all these stones and everything have souls, so to speak, to them, but a lot of them are angel connected, and so the energy may be coming through stronger and it can be toned down a little bit. So if you introduce yourself to that crystal or that stone that is having such an effect on you, it can work easier, I have found. I've never really been affected too strong by one. I can pretty much take all that I can get.
Wonderful.
But I do know that some people are, so yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh,
I've seen the pictures,
that.
And I would love to get one of those solid crystal bathtubs and just
soak
in it.
Wow, how amazing. Oh, my gosh. I hadn't even heard of those. Oh, that would be neat. That would be very neat.
Yeah, they're dug out of huge crystal caves, and they're big enough for the body to fit in.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
just imagine the energy that you would absorb from that.
Oh,
how thrilling it would
definitely.
Be. You know, you
totally.
Get big body communication then.
Oh, big time. And just to be completely surrounded by that and by all of that wonderful energy and light and healing. And you know, I hadn't thought about anything like that, about, you know, for example, what you just said, introducing yourself to the stone. And for me, mm-hmm. one of the things that really stands out for me when working with stones is that this is not only connected to, you know, angel connections, but also these are formations that have been here in this world much longer than I have, much longer than the trees, much longer than all of this life energy has been, I guess I would say, condensed and also, but at the same time, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Intensified in these,
mm-hmm.
in these stones and crystals. And there's a wisdom there that is beyond ancient.
Yes, actually one of the most fabulous ones have encountered. They're available, but they're not real easy to come by. They go back to the dawn of creation, and they have creation energy attached to them.
Oh,
and
wow.
Those can be kind of intense for people, but they are called Shakti stones.
Mm.
And they're a sparkly stone that has layers of blackish gray to white running through it. And it's a very intense energy.
Wow. Well, to imagine to come in contact with that creation energy. And I can imagine not only can that inspire incredible healing, but even incredible creativity in and of itself.
Yes.
It could be a bit of a muse, I think.
I've had friends that are mediums that have handled one of mine, and immediately as soon as they touch it, they have visions of deep red magma and volcanic activity spewing through the air. And I'm kind of jealous of that, but, you know.
We all have our own gifts. We all have unique gifts, and that's variety is the spice of life, including in the metaphysical community.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, but the introduction is an excellent way to work with things that maybe at this phase is a little bit difficult for you, but then once you get acclimated to it, you know, pour it on and let it happen.
Yeah.
Like the one that you were talking about had trouble with fluoride. It may have been that they may need specific types of cleansings because fluoride is energy neutralizer. And so that may have been an issue. And then working slowly with that would increase the ability to tolerate that. You know, and it may just be that they're sensitive to, quote-unquote, cleansing energy. So if they were to go through different types of smudging maybe before they worked with a stone like that, then it might be more tolerable to them.
Oh, these are excellent ideas. These are excellent ideas. Thank you so much for sharing those. And I know that there are also listeners who can get something out of that as well. Because I know so many people who they don't necessarily understand what they're working with, but they're naturally attracted to stones and crystals. And I think they have a certain subconscious understanding that there's something there that they need, but not necessarily are able to access exactly what that is right away. So I do think that tips like that are very, very helpful, particularly when they're looking for something, in a stone and in a gemstone, or even if they're given one as a gift, can help them to start to integrate that stone into their lives and into their own healing and meditation practices.
You know, I have had some excellent healing that has come about. This is gonna sound a little convoluted, but I'm just gonna go with it, and you'll see where I'm going
go
when I get
it.
There.
Yeah, go with it.
Through like meditative telos healing pools, which are crystal grottos that are located underneath waterfalls. And I have recently gotten involved with Enagic, which creates water that has extra hydrogen molecules added to it through the filtration process. And hydrogen is what accumulates through the long falling waterfall water coming down. And I'm interested in getting some of that experience working together with that. But I've had some of the strongest healing experiences people have experienced through my telos healing pool work that I do.
Yeah.
You know, so if we allow ourselves to go outside of the box, you know, and just keep walking until we see what it is that has that strong feeling that just feels right, it's the thing that we need to do. You know, when we find that, that's what we go with. You know, trust our intuition. You know, let it speak to you.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And I think
definitely
that oftentimes that intuition is something that that in general kind of gets not necessarily trained out of us, but we're trained to distrust it. And really that's the aspect of our psyche we should be trusting the most.
Exactly true. We're trained as when we're young to distrust those things because they're not what everybody else does.
Right.
Or, you know, we don't want people to know about that or see about that. You can't do that. Not everybody else does it.
Mm-hmm.
But when those things speak to you strongest, that is, you know, part of whatever gift that you're given at that moment that it comes to you. You know,
oh,
and it may very well be that your angels are bringing you those things.
Yes, indeed. So tell me a little bit about, you talked earlier about combining crystals, different types of crystal healing modalities. Can you give us some examples of that?
Sure. I am a Karuna certified Reiki practitioner, as well as Holy Fire Reiki through the International Center for Reiki Training, ICRT. I use crystal grids that I build to do distance healing as well as representational work. I add crystals to, dolls or teddy bears to project healing at a distance. I will lay crystals onto a body that is having an ailment that I am aware of what it is. Or if it's something that pops up in the middle of a healing, I can pick up different crystals that I need for whatever that purpose is and lay them on the body at the time that I am doing the healing work upon them. And at times I will do whatever it is that Spirit guides me to. It may not make sense to me at the time, but it ends up being very efficient in the way that it's done after that. Through my Helix technology, there is some flavors of neurolinguistics that work as well. So it's a mild individual ran hypnosis type stuff that if you were the client, I would be doing healing upon you at the same time while you would be working through the problem or the object that you're feeling or seeing while we're both working on it together. And I would have crystals laid out at the same time that healing energy was flowing through you. Frequently, I will use my crystals around or on a body, and I will do angel work on you. And that's a really good one. It feels really, really wonderful when you have a healing breakthrough and you have all this angel energy that's surrounding you. You know, and you're being comforted, of course, by your guardians and your angel team, your soul team. They're all there supporting you and helping you get to what it is as soon as you give them permission to do it. And that's always a blissful experience to feel that.
Wow, that all sounds incredible. And as a Reiki master myself, I know that Reiki, for example, it intensifies all other healing modalities. And it tends
yes.
to be very true with the alternative healing modalities and the energetic modalities. So I can imagine that combining the experience of several different modalities is just, it ratchets up the energy and really intensifies
the
healing
process.
And
that's the level I like to be at anyway. You know,
oh, yeah.
I like to bring it as high as it wishes to go. And, yeah, it's so blissful when those releases do happen. You're purely taken right up into the rapturous levels of relief to where you can't
wow.
even believe how you feel after it's done.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible, and it is wonderful to be able to facilitate that and see those changes when they happen and then have somebody open their eyes and just go, wow.
Yeah, and that's the word. That's like the only word. Having been on the receiving end of several amazing healing treatments and also having been part of the giving of the healing, the only word is wow.
Yeah.
That really is. And it is. It's an experience that kind of transcends your ability to put it into words. Thank goodness for that word. Thank goodness for wow.
Definitely.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, you know, there are guided masters that step in all the time while things are happening. In the recent past, I've had the essence of John of God that stepped in to aid me during a healing, as well as Amma stepped in.
Ah.
And, you know, those are incredible experiences, and to be able to receive that is an honorable experience.
Yes.
And
yes.
The crystals play a big part on that. Not only can they increase the energy, but they can modulate it into what it is that needs to happen. You know, different crystals do have different purposes. sometimes you're not going to know what that purpose is until you pick it up and hold that crystal. And, you know, like I said, introduce yourself to it and see what it is that it has to do for you. You know, what it has to offer. I have a grid collection that a good friend of mine fondly calls the city. It is like 150 crystals that are interconnected, and I can pretty much do anything that I need to with it. A lot of times I just leave it underneath a therapy table, and whatever it is able to do to add into the healing work that I'm doing, it will step in and do it as I go. And it may change purpose as I go throughout the healing. Different capabilities of the different crystals and stones in there can come through differently. It is very fulfilling to see those things happen. You know, not everybody needs that, but some of them do need that increased flow coming through to them.
Wow. And that's an amazing... I'm trying to visualize what that looks like, what those crystals would look like, all that interconnectedness. I can't seem to visualize it, but that's got to be, oh, wow, that's got to be beautiful.
Yeah. My friend that named it the city once took his pendulum over the top of it, and his pendulum stopped in midstream.
Wow.
It would not swing.
That's
of the
incredible.
Energy
that
was coming focused up through the center, yeah.
That's just incredible. As I understand it, you have an event coming up in connection with John of God Crystal Healing Beds. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Some good friends of mine have three John of God Crystal Beds, and we're going to combine services, and I'm going to offer my healing service, and then escort them over to the John of God beds. And then my good friends, Rebecca and Eric.
Yes, we know Rebecca. They've been on our show before. Yeah.
They'll consult with them and see what it is that the beds need to do for them or what their goal is. And then they'll experience John of God following up the energy work. It is
wonderful.
Very, very impactful, and it feels so good to combine those things to get such a big vibration that comes through both of those together.
I have personally.
It's always a visionary experience for me.
I've personally experienced the John of God Crystal Healing Beds myself with Rebecca and Eric, and that it's an incredible experience. And some of the things that I've experienced just with the beds themselves, just with that treatment alone, is, for example, I sleep better now.
Awesome.
Severity and I still occasionally have migraines, but my severity and the frequency of them have lessened greatly. And my general energy level just improved by leaps and bounds. And that was just with the healing beds alone. So I can only imagine how much more how much more intense and how much more beneficial that combining the energy work and the healing beds and all of that will be.
Right. And, you know, after you have those eye-opening experiences by experiencing the crystal beds and how they work, you can also meditate afterwards. And, you know, you can bring, it's not like being in the beds, it's not that intense, but you can bring a little bit of that to you through meditation. You know, if your angels and your guides have purpose, you know, it can be brought to you. It's going to be on a lower scale, but it can help continue the healing that you were receiving while you were in the bed. Now, myself, the type of healing work that I do, it will continue to run for 3, sometimes up to 4 days.
Wow.
You know, so it's kind of like taking a time release capsule. You know, it just keeps going. You know, until it is gotten, the goal that you need has been reached.
Wow. Time release energy work. I love that. I love that whole concept. That's wonderful. I often have wondered, how could I put this into a time release mechanism? That's amazing. Tell us a little bit as well about your angel light work on Sundays at Hummingbird Touch Healing Center.
Run that by me again. I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
The angel light work Sundays at Hummingbird Touch Healing Center?
Oh, yes. On Sundays, I'm available at the Hummingbird Touch Center. I have the place to myself there on Sundays. And you can show up to do any of the type of work that I do. I do meditations that have healing combined with them. I do my different brands of energy work. I can combine things together. Pretty much anything can pop up that's needed, but I facilitate everything that's possible there.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I have a question for you. If you could maybe put into words what it is that you've learned, probably the greatest lesson that you've learned so far along this path of the healer that you have been led on in life.
You know, I started doing things at a very young age, and the more that I've progressed, the farther down the trail that I've traveled, it just comes more clearly to me that it's not about us. It's not about me. It's about what spirit can take you to, what levels you can reach by just allowing spirit to bring things to you and letting them happen. You know, it's like we have to learn the hard way that the biggest obstruction that we have in our lives is us trying to force things to happen.
Yeah.
You know, if you surrender and you just kind of say, all right, I'm ready, show me what I can do. I will accept all the help that I can get, but show me what I can do. And everything is going to be there for you. If you get out of your way first.
Oh, yeah.
That's been the biggest lesson for me. Not being in control. And I'm a quadruple
Scorpio.
That's
a big one for a lot of us.
So that was not an easy one.
Oh, wow. Wow. I understand that completely. That's a big one for so many people. I can't tell you how many clients that I see in readings, and I'm like, the first message that comes through is get out of your own way. Get out of your own way.
Yeah.
Because there really truly is nothing and no one that can keep us from our good.
Right. You know, just us being focused on what we can't do is what will make it happen. Every time.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So true. So true. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us really quick concerning the crystals and concerning your work with them? Is there anything that you are working towards? Maybe what do you see next on your own path?
I am actually making the stages to prepare to retire from the working world and follow my passions to where, you know, they take me. And so I'm looking forward to that. I'm planning on going to both Arkansas and Brazil in this next year. And I have plans to possibly next holiday season spend it in Hawaii. And I'll be going to the sacred spaces wherever I'm at. You know, and Yeah, there are crystals in each of the places that I'm going to. So, yeah, it's kind of drawing me there. But the times, the communication just seems so much more strong. That's coming through now through crystals and what they can do for us. You know, I would love to see a few of these friends' homes that I have heard about that have a crystal in it that is the size of a car.
Oh, wow.
I would love to have that in my space, but I'd have to find somebody to take it there for me. My largest one is about 300 pounds, and that's quite difficult to move, if you can imagine.
Yes.
So, yeah, I want to go to some of the big energy spots where, you know, we can be around the things that have been around since they were created and they were long, long before we were here. You know, and just absorbing everything that there is that you can absorb. You know, the lessons that have been lost through time, if you wish to call them lessons. If not, you know, the experiences that yet to be tamped, you know. There is so much more that's available that's always been at our fingertips, but we overlook it.
Yes, that is very true. That's very true. And you know, one of the things that strikes me that I think of when I think of crystals and gemstones is the stories that those crystals and gemstones have to tell.
Yes.
The things that they have seen throughout the history of this world, far before us, before so much, before the current plant life, and before dinosaurs, before you're talking millions to billions of years of history, and to be a fly on the wall.
Have you ever handled a record keeper crystal?
No, I have not.
It's got little striations that go down the side, kind of like the keyboard of a piano. And you can go into a deep meditative state and just run your fingers over those spots. And your meditations can take you to deeper knowledge through that crystal. Mm-hmm. You know, and speaking of crystals and meditation, there's also, you can go deep, deep into a meditation with a crystal in your hand. And when your eyes closed and your mind open, you can introduce yourself to the crystal and ask to be shown what is inside of it. And a lot of times you will get exposed to a hallway with many doors. And I call it the doors of knowledge. You know, the path will lead you wherever it wishes for you to find that day. And you can look within the door and you can find the knowledge that's important to you on that day.
Mm. I've had the pleasure of meditating with some of the crystal skulls that Dennis and Cindy Smith have of Ashram.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, some of the things that I have seen, some of the visions that have been shown me are so astounding, I can't really articulate them. And the knowledge that I was able to gain in just the brief amount of time that I had with those crystals really was, for me, very life-altering. And I think that is true also as with when I meditate with my own crystals, my own gems. I have a darling little rose quartz frog. I named him Kermit, of course. But the vision that I get when I sit and meditate with him, and it really truly is a stone that radiates joy and just beautiful sense of love. But the visions mm-hmm. and the lessons that I learned just from that little frog, that little rose quartz frog, have sustained me in some of my darkest hours.
Well, you know, when you meditated with your skulls, the part that was too much for you to fathom,
yes,
that was going directly to your higher self. You know, and your higher self has all of that.
Yes, yes, very true.
You know, so finding those things that we're comfortable with, that we're in tune with, like a carving that is the essence of love. You know, rose quartz is one of the most beautiful, peaceful stones out there.
Yeah, very much so.
You're able to tap into those aspects that your soul is thirsty for. You know, so whatever I tell, when I tell people, when they're wanting to know how to search for the right thing, go to where there are a bunch of crystals, and when you see, it works great with me, it always has, but if you see a certain flash of lights or you see a glimmer, go over and pick that one up and hold it.
Yeah.
And see if you resonate with it, see if you communicate with it, how you feel, what it makes you think of. And if it's a good experience for you, that's one you should have.
Yes.
You know?
Very true.
The crystals are very strong and very, you know, they're very blissful at what they can do. But the thing is, if we're open to that, it's all there for us. So
yes,
if you find that one that has that attraction to you, that's the one you should have. And it can take you on many journeys because you've already picked each other.
Oh, so true. Yeah, I find that every crystal and gemstone that I've ever owned, it has, well, it's called to me. It's like,
yes,
hey, come over here. it's like they pick me.
Uh-huh.
They pick me. And I feel honored and blessed because of that. Before we go to Mike here in a couple of minutes to tell us what's coming up in PRS, do you have any last words of wisdom for us on crystals and on our healing journeys?
You know, the best thing that I can tell and I can share is be open to all that life has to offer you. You know, we use our brains to control what we can't do. Let the light of our souls control what we can do. That is the biggest path that we can do.
Ah, definitely words of wisdom there, definitely. So tell me a little bit about, tell me if you would, please, where can we find more information about you, contact you for your services? Website, email, whatever it is that you, however it is you want us to find you.
Okay. I have a website. It is drdavidtally.com. My email address is sacredlightholistic@gmail.com. And you can reach me through either of those, and I would be glad to make appointments or ask any questions or even just guide you toward a direction that may take you where you want to go if I'm not able to do that.
Now,
DrDavidTally.com.
Is that,
yes,
that did I get that right? And is it DR,
yes,
or is it, oh, that is DR, yes? Okay. Sorry,
yes,
I didn't mean
is
to interrupt you. I wanted to make that clear.
No, that's perfectly fine. I would be happy to direct wherever you need to go if I'm not able to offer it. You know, the main thing is that when you're seeking help, you should be able to find it.
Yes, definitely. I agree with you 100%. We're going to go to Mike really quick just to find out what's coming up in PRS, and we'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes. So take it away, Mikey.
All right, coming up January 16th is our annual predictions panel. February 20th, we have a program on essential oils. March 19th is a program on Reiki. And April 16th, we have a program on past life regression. These will all be at the Westwood, Kansas location starting at 7 p.m. Members of PRS get in for free. Everyone else is welcome to join us for $5. You can find out more information on our website, prskc.org.
Mike, you want to tell us who some of those presenters for those programs are going to be?
I don't have that with me.
Don't have that information? Okay, I apologize. Well, I'm looking forward to the predictions panel, as always, especially in January. Next week here on Radio PRS, we'll have Dr. Lamar Diltz of Dr. Lamar's products, and he has wonderful homeopathic and holistic products for your entirety of healing. In January, we have we've got Julie Bowen. Julie Bowen's going to be talking to us about the path of the empath, and I'm really excited about that. And then we also have Christy Clemens Hoffman on our books, and Christy just recently won our award for this year for Radio PRS's Guest of the Year. And I'm very excited to be welcoming her back. I believe it's the third week of January. So we have some wonderful shows coming up for you on Radio PRS. And we are available all the time. So if you don't catch us live for some reason, you can always listen to our archived episodes at blogtalkradio.com/PRSKC Radio. So be sure to tell your friends if they weren't able to tune in this evening, they can catch this episode at any time. For all of our previous episodes are archived there. So as long as there's an internet and there's Blog Talk Radio, there will be Radio PRS's archived episodes. And we have really some wonderful episodes in those archives. So if you haven't checked them out, you might want to do that. Well, I want to thank you one more time for being with us tonight, David. I really do appreciate it. I've learned so much, and I know that our listeners have as well. And thank you so much. I'm really grateful that you came onto this show tonight and shared your knowledge with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. And just remember, anything that you want to try, go ahead and try it. You know, you may discover something new.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, and I've always been a proponent of that. I've always thought it's an excellent. I've always even told my kids, you don't have to eat it all, but you got to at least try it. You know, you never know what it is you're going to like or what it is going to become an important part of your unfoldment. And all of
exactly.
You always remember again that we are not human beings having spiritual experiences. We're spiritual beings having human experiences. And it's so very true. Thank you again, David. And guys, remember to check out his website, drdavidtally.com. You'll be glad that you did. And all of you have a wonderful night. Thank you so much again to Mike as well for being our wonderful co-host. Thank you to PRS for sponsoring this wonderful show every week. You guys are awesome. And I don't know what I'd do without you. Please be sure to check out our website at prskc.org. You can find out all kinds of information about upcoming events, about how to become a member. You can find wonderful articles there. So, hey, check it out. Everybody have a beautiful and wonderful holiday season. Much love to all of you and bright blessings. Cue that music, Mike.